of the God. I'm the head of the enemy. David Gilday. Richard Weinhardt. Kenneth Levine. Tamori Anishashvili. Noah Perlman, who may be in the back someplace. Bradley Schnur. Robert Silver, our president. Joe Rice and Michael Witter. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to acknowledge these people with a round of applause. All of these people standing in front of the podium are your hosts tonight, as much as I am. So again, thank you to our board of directors. There are several guests we have in the room tonight, and I hope I don't offend anybody or leave anybody out, but we would like to acknowledge them. Judge Richard Sullivan, Police Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill, I haven't seen her, but Bronx DA Dorsell Clark is supposed to be here. You here, please step up. June Kim, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District. Bridget Broad, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District. Thank you all for attending. As I said earlier, tonight's program will last approximately an hour and 10 minutes. And we try to work it through as rapidly as we can and respectfully. The thing that slows down the event is the people in the back room, especially, are speaking, because every time I hear people speaking, we stop. So you have to work with us, you have to be silent, be respectful, we'll get through this thing quickly, you can go back to eating and drinking, because in my opinion, this is the best pastrami in all of New York. Just a couple more things. In my eyes and the eyes of everybody on the board of directors, everyone in this room, be it an agent, a trooper, police officer, prosecutor, and maybe more importantly, a family member, is a true American hero. And we thank all of you true American heroes for joining us tonight. Lastly, before the colors, may I have a moment of silence to recognize the members of the law enforcement community and the military that have made the ultimate sacrifice this past year. Thank you. The DEA's Black and Gold will be accompanied by the Nassau County Police Law Enforcement Explorers and the NYPD Ceremonial Unit. The national anthem will be performed by Detective Mike Devine, who coincidentally, Mike's father was a DEA agent who was killed in the line of duty approximately 35 years ago. Thank you. Color Guard?
And the rock is red glare, the bombs bursting. still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Oh, my God.
I just wish that one day Mike Devine would learn how to project. Please be seated. John Sullivan, well done. There's a seat for you right over there. Our master of ceremonies this evening is someone that we all know. He is one of the country's leading investigative reporters. He is the chief law enforcement reporter for WNBC here in New York. Someone that has supported the foundation for more than 7 years now, and who knows how to run this event. So without my taking up any more time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce Jonathan Dean Solanas.
Thank you, Dennis. It's an honor to be here with all of you again tonight to help this award ceremony with the Federal Drug Agents Foundation dinner and their True American Hero Awards, to thank the men and women of New York and New Jersey law enforcement for their service and to honor their sacrifices for helping to keep our city, our region safe. The foundation will also present four Lifetime Achievement Awards to four leaders. Those four leaders are George Beach, appointed in 2016 as the 15th superintendent of the New York State Police. He commands more than 5,000 troopers, investigators, and civilian support staff, protecting the citizens of New York. Angel Melendez, a 21-year law enforcement professional, currently the special agent in charge of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security investigations here in New York, and he just returned from Puerto Rico after spending weeks trying to help the people down there after the hurricanes. John Benedict, the special agent in charge of the New York Division of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the chief of detectives for the NYPD, Robert Boyce. He has served the city for so many years. He began his career with the NYPD back in 1983, and in an interview with the New York Times, he said, after bouncing around for years as a bartender and as a golf caddy, it was time to take a job with the police department, but it was in those first jobs, particularly in the bar, that aided his police sensibilities. Quote, you can see trouble coming down the line before something happens. Well, what of course makes this event so special is the many honorees tonight who work in the shadows, risking their lives day in and day out to help the rest of us by getting some of the most dangerous and violent criminals off our streets. The events this city saw in just the past week is a tangible reminder of the service and sacrifice that so many officers do for us. Tonight we also honor their families, the families that share them and help them in order to protect the rest of us. And of course we thank Dennis and the board for all the hard work they do in supporting all of you. A few weeks ago, the agencies gave me 75 pages of single-space bios and information to read for tonight's awards. I took the liberty of trimming that down quite a bit while still trying to hit the high points. This is under Dennis's instructions. Let's get this through. He told me at least an hour and 10. I'll try to get it done in less than an hour. So to keep things moving, here's how we're going to do it. Award winners, when I call your agency, please come to the front. If it's a long list of names, I'm not going to read them. The names will be posted on the board, but I will summarize the group and the reason for the award. So with that, let's get this event started. And Dennis has one thing before we start.
But listen up, guys. In the back room, I'm dead serious. Every time I hear you sitting up here, I hear you in the back room, we're stopping. So this thing will go on for hours unless you cooperate with us. If you need to talk to one another, just go down the stairs, one flight, and feel free to say anything you want. But for as long as you're here, I ask to respect the cooperation of you being quiet. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Our first award winners tonight, True American Hero Award winners, are from the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division. They're members of the New York Organized Crime Drug Strike Force Group Z11. Group Z11, comprised of DEA, IRS, HSI, detectives and investigators from the NYPD and New York State Police. In January 2016, Z11 initiated an investigation into racketeering activities of a crime group known as the Syndicate. The Syndicate was involved in drug trafficking, extortion, robbery, arson, kidnapping, among other crimes. The group in Brooklyn reported directly to so-called thieves-in-law, based in various states of the former Soviet Union. The thieves-in-law helped transport narcotics and extort money overseas, and they ordered the crew here in the U.S. to use violence to enforce their turf. Wiretaps, controlled drug purchases, and monitoring of extortion payments, as well as using confidential sources, resulted in the indictment of 14 syndicate members in the Eastern District of New York. Amid the arrests here, Group Z11 seized cocaine, marijuana, multiple firearms, ammo, fake police badges, ballistic vests, police scanners, and jewelry from the syndicate members. They are true American heroes for their work in helping to keep our city safe from the DEA and IRS task force. Congratulations. Presented to 13 members of the New York, New Jersey Regional Fugitive Task Force of the U.S. Marshals Service in the Southern District of New York. In December 2016, an arrest warrant was issued for Brandon Green, charging him with firearms offenses, racketeering, narcotics conspiracy. Green and his factions of the Bloods Gang operated a sophisticated drug trafficking and racketeering operation in and around New York, Westchester, stretching as far as Elmira, Syracuse, as well as various locations in Pennsylvania. They used and sold firearms and sold drugs in order to profit from their criminal enterprise. After a long investigation spanning multiple boroughs, several states, the Fugitive Task Force members believe they pinpointed Green's location to an apartment complex in Bridgeport, Connecticut. They discovered an apartment within that complex was being rented by a woman who had substantial ties to Green's old neighborhood. On May 16th, the marshals, along with task force officers, proceeded to the complex, and after several hours of stakeout, investigators observed a woman exit the location with which Green was thought to be connected. Investigators interviewed her, but she said the guy inside was Jonathan Brown. Investigators were quickly able to confirm that Brown was an alias being used by Green. Team members proceeded to the residence where Green was located and were able to arrest him without incident. The search incidental to the arrest discovered cell phones, a fraudulent driver's license with the name Jonathan Brown showing Green's photo, drug packaging paraphernalia, $2,000 in cash, numerous loaded handguns, and further investigations revealed five of the recovered weapons were stolen from a firearms dealer upstate. With a focus on narcotics, guns, and gang activity to suppress violent crime in our neighborhoods, this case is a textbook example of the teamwork and commitment required to have a successful conclusion. Congratulations. Congratulations again. We have a video for our first Lifetime Achievement Award winner, George Beach, Superintendent of the New York State Police. And after the video, we'll ask him to come up and say a few words. The video, please.
George P. Beach II became the 15th Superintendent of the New York State Police on June 9, 2016. He began his professional career initially as a firefighter with the Irvington, New Jersey Municipal Fire Department before becoming a member of the New York State Police. He joined the State Police in 1983 and advanced from the rank of trooper to lieutenant colonel and has served in almost every rank throughout his career. In 2001, George was assigned as the troop commander of Troop T, which covers the New York State Thruway from one end of the state to the other. From 2007 to 2013, George served as a staff inspector at Internal Affairs, where he managed and was responsible for internal investigations and audits. He served as a reviewing official on evaluations and integrity issues. George also approved disciplinary actions and provided administrative and budgetary leadership on personnel and criminal complaints. From 2013, while serving as Lieutenant Colonel, he oversaw a uniformed force of 3,200. He was a member of the Executive Committee, which is responsible for policy development and technology. He worked closely with former superintendents and numerous government officials to coordinate resources, exchange information, and manage statewide emergency response efforts. George is a graduate of the University of Idaho. He holds a master's degree in criminal justice administration from SUNY Albany and is a graduate of the FBI National Academy. He is married and has two sons, both having served in the United States military. One is still active and the other has entered civilian life.
Superintendent Beach, he's came up through the ranks. He's worked in basically every uniform supervisory position as well as a trooper. So he has a lot of credibility among the members of the agency. Superintendent Beach understands that the uniformed trooper, the troopers on the road, are the backbone of this agency, and he has made it his priority throughout his career and still as superintendent to support them in every way so that they can most effectively do their jobs.
Well, I've known George Beach for probably 25 years, and in the entire time I've known him, whatever role he has in the agency, he doesn't change as a person. He has the ability to make people into leaders, and it's something I've always respected about him. He can make the decisions. That's never been in doubt. But I think the fact that he encourages other people to make decisions, I think that's critical to an agency that relies on leaders following leaders. So I think the superintendent does a tremendous job mentoring subordinates. And I've seen that both as a coworker of his and also as a subordinate of his. And to this day, I always feel like my opinion is respected and his ability to make decisions is intact, but he appreciates input from his staff.
George Beach, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm truly honored to receive this award. So you saw that photograph of me as a firefighter. I like that hair. I have to tell you, the first thing, that's living proof that anybody who looks like that and grew up to be the New York State Superintendent, is proof there is an American dream. Trust me. Pretty bad. Foundations as board and members, thank you for your consideration and for selecting me for this honor, and also thank you for all you do to support law enforcement day in and day out, year in and year out. This past April, I celebrated 34 years as a cop. As a new trooper, I would never have dreamed 3 decades later I'd be here. I Lifetime Achievement Award as the superintendent of New York State Police. 3-4 years. I guess that was a lifetime ago, so the name is very good. In the interest of brevity, I'll cut to page 3 if that's okay. How fitting that the reason for this award is really ultimately how we succeeded in law enforcement, federal, state, and local. And part of what the Federal Drug Agents Foundation supports is that cooperative effort. And this is a chance for all of us to once again benefit by the opportunity of being together here in Network tonight. The mutual respect, admiration, communication is how we will learn from one another and work together to keep our public safe and fight and hopefully prevent future crimes. Together, we are our best and our first line of defense. I want to thank you for all of those partnerships over the years, the cooperation and the collaboration between our agencies, and I look forward to working together in the future. I also want to thank those who have gotten me here today, my immediate family, of course, but also my state police family. I'm privileged to be the face of this agency. It is a true privilege. But our members define the very essence of being what a public service servant is all about. Dedication and selfless service. I am truly grateful for their service, and it is because of their work and yours, often thankless and putting the well-being of others before themselves, that I stand before you here tonight. Again, thank you very much for this honor.
Our next True American Hero Awards are presented to a team with the FBI New York Division for their efforts in having a major impact on drug trafficking networks in the Bronx. The FBI, DEA, ATF, NYPD, and New York State Police teamed up conducting a 6-year investigation that took out 2 major drug trafficking organizations in the Bronx. And if those members are here, please come on up so you can receive the award as we go through the summary. 57 people charged behind countless acts of violence, including what had been 5 unsolved murders. This case also found a corrupt police officer who was providing protection to the drug gangs. And prosecutors put away those responsible for a retaliation shooting conducted against the family of a cooperating witness. The investigation actually combined 5 separate federal investigations into one, marking an extraordinary degree of collaboration between agencies. The first gangbuster was the Creston Avenue crew that distributed cocaine and marijuana in the Bronx, with some of their main business done next to an elementary school. Gang members were armed and were behind a spate of shootings as well as beatings, including 3 murders. 27 members of the crew arrested and convicted, including the leader of the organization, who was sentenced to life in prison. The Briggs Avenue crew was the second gang roundup. 30 members dealing heroin, crack, cocaine on the streets of the Bronx. Gangsters used their guns to fight turf wars with their rival gang, and they too were involved in multiple shootings and beatings. The organization's effort to intimidate rivals ultimately resulted in the murder of 1 gang leader and a 20-year-old other gang member. 30 members, including top leaders, were arrested and convicted as a result of the work of the people on the stage here. As for that corrupt officer, Merlin Alston, he allegedly took payoffs for both crews. He personally distributed 40 kilograms of cocaine, and using his police department shotgun and service weapon, he provided armed security to the traffickers. And he gave information about law enforcement operations to the drug dealers. He was convicted and sentenced to 20 years in prison. 2 major gangs and a corrupt officer are off the streets, thanks to these honorees. Congratulations. Congratulations. next award recipient is a special agent with the United States Secret Service, John Wozniak. Everyone in this room at one time or another has been the victim of credit card fraud. Agent Wozniak of the New York Field Office Electronics Crime Task Force led a nationwide investigation that resulted in the arrest of 5 suspects who operated a series of fake companies and websites. They ripped off $28 million from consumers, improperly billing our credit cards. The investigation began when a processing company identified numerous commercial bank accounts that had a large number of customer complaints. Agent Wozniak identified the online websites associated with these suspicious accounts. He soon found the people behind those sites which were claiming to sell dietary supplements, but in reality were just repeatedly billing credit cards over and over again of unsuspecting consumers. Subsequent analysis of online communications helped further identify other suspects and the total amount of the fraud committed here. 5 defendants were charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District, and the suspects were arrested in New Jersey and Florida by the United States Secret Service, thanks to Agent Wozniak's work. Thank you very much. Homeland Security Investigations and their task force are next up. In 2013, HSI El Dorado Financial Crimes Task Force initiated Operation Bronx Tail, targeting members and associates of the infamous Sinaloa cartel. This money laundering and drug trafficking investigation included investigators from HSI, DEA, the Manhattan DA, and Office of Special Narcotics Prosecutor. A key element of the investigation, using informants to help track a large shipment of cash belonging to the cartel. In Maryland, that truck was stopped with more than $2 million in cash hidden in compartments of a tractor trailer that was en route to Mexico. 2 arrests made then and there, but the investigation was just getting started. On the heels of those arrests, Jose Mercedes, aka Hippie, was identified as a major player here in New York with the cartel. He was shipping heroin in bulk cash between Texas and New York, using furniture in compartments to hide the cash and drugs. Investigators soon found a stash house, and in a raid, they found 10 kilos of heroin and 20,000 in cash, and 3 more organization members were arrested. Months later, building off the intelligence they gathered, the team obtained 5 search warrants for locations associated with Mercedes' crew here. Execution of the warrants resulted in a seizure of $2 million in cash hidden in the floor of an apartment building, along with 70 kilos in a car that was parked outside. At that time, it was the largest seizure of heroin in New York State history. After the raids, another gang leader tried to step in to pick up and run the operations, Jorge Bizarro. In March 2017, the team identified a drug storage location belonging to the organization. This time, it was in a rented U-Haul that members were using, 3 kilograms of heroin and $4 million in drugs hidden in furniture was seized, significantly disrupting the financial operations of the cartel's operations here in New York. Today, because of the work of the people here, 18 criminal arrests, 16 indictments, 13 convictions, $9 million in cash seized, 94 kilos of heroin taken off the street, along with guns and vehicles, all seized from cartel members, thanks to the work of those here. Congratulations. Investigations. We'll have a video, and then we'll ask him to come up and say a few remarks. Thank you.
Anko Melendez is the Special Agent in Charge for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations New York Office and oversees investigative activities of more than 600 investigators assigned to offices in New York City, Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and John F. Kennedy International Airport that investigate transnational criminal activity, including the smuggling of people, narcotics, and cultural property, financial and cyber-based crimes, intellectual property and trade fraud, sex and labor trafficking, child exploitation, immigration fraud, transnational gangs, and export enforcement. Mr. Melendez, a native New Yorker, was born in Washington Heights, where he attended Public School 189 until moving to Puerto Rico with his family at the age of 12. Melendez joined the United States Army Reserve in 1985 and served with distinction during the first Gulf War as a member of the headquarters detachment of the 393rd Quartermaster Battalion. Melendez earned a Bachelor in Business Administration from the University of Puerto Rico before joining the United States Customs Service in 1996 as a special agent. In 2013, Mr. Melendez became Special Agent in Charge for the HSI San Juan Puerto Rico office, where he previously held the positions of Deputy Special Agent in Charge and Assistant Special Agent in Charge. As the Special Agent in Charge for San Juan, Mr. Melendez assembled a coalition of 9 agencies to create the first nationwide airport organized crime drug enforcement task force at the International Airport in San Juan. He also directed the execution of Operation Caribbean Resilience, the DHS response to the dramatic increase in violent border crimes in Puerto Rico. In 2016, Mr. Melendez became the SAC of HSI New York, establishing HSI's first counter-proliferation investigations task force in New York, with a focus on preventing illicit procurement networks from obtaining United States military products and sensitive dual-use technology. In 2016, he also launched the first airport-centric border enhancement security task force in the nation at JFK International Airport. He instituted a cybercrimes division in New York, enhancing HSI's field capabilities to investigate criminal organizations operating on or through the internet. Much like in Puerto Rico, Melendez also brought with him a focus on community outreach efforts by instituting the HSI New York Law Enforcement Explorer programs and the first HSI Citizens Academy, where several community leaders attended an 8-week course. They experienced a unique opportunity to learn about HSI in an active environment that included classroom instruction as well as practical exercises. Mr. Melendez just returned from Puerto Rico, where he deployed prior to the storm with several agents to assist with DHS recovery efforts in response to Hurricane Maria, which devastated the island. Mr. Melendez attended Senior Managers in Government Executive Program at Harvard University, John F. Kennedy School of Government, and is a current member of the Transnational Crimes Committee under the auspices of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. He is a member of the Senior Executive Service.
Hello, my name is Peter Edge. I'm the Executive Associate Director of Homeland Security Investigations in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And I'm pleased to be with you today to acknowledge one of our own. Anko Melendez has been a dear colleague and friend of mine for the past 10 years. Anko has done a wonderful job as a leader with passion in our organization, and we certainly appreciate all that he has done, both in his role as a special agent in charge in Puerto Rico, as well as taking on the responsibility of our flagship office in New York City. Anko has always been an agent who puts people first, and he's also got a passion for the mission that is second to none. So he's certainly a great selection for this Federal Drug Agent Foundation Award, and those of us in Homeland Security Investigations and ICE are hugely proud of Anhel's selection for this award. So congratulations and all the best to you and your family as you enjoy the rest of this day. Thank you.
Melendez's son, and I call him dad at home. There's so many things I can say about him. First of all, he's an excellent, excellent father. He's a loving guy, an excellent husband too. And it's just, for me, it's an honor wanting to follow in his footsteps and seeing him achieving this Lifetime Achievement Award. And everything that he's just done is amazing for me. I think my brother has the same words to say too, and we're just very proud of him for everything. And I think at home, he's everything I could ask for, and I imagine the office is the same thing. And I just want to say thank you for everything he's done for us, and that on behalf of me and my brother, we love him and we're proud of you.